Jesus, our blessed Redeemer, sings all earth His wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, hail Him, highest archangels in glory, strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children. In His arms He carries them all day long. Praise Him, praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sins He suffered and bled and died. He our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Hail Him, hail Him, Jesus the crucified. Sound His praises, Jesus who bore our sorrows. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep and strong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, praise Him, ever in joyful song.
Let's sing that third verse again. Let's stand together as we sing.
Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals, how with hosannas ring. Jesus, Savior, reigneth forever and ever. Crown Him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belong. Praise Him, praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, praise Him, ever in joyful song.
Let's sing that chorus again.
Praise Him, praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, praise Him, ever in joyful song.
You did not wait for me to draw near to You, but You clothed Yourself in frail humanity. You did not wait for me cry out to You, but You let me hear Your voice calling me, and I'm forever grateful to You. I'm forever grateful for the cross. I'm forever grateful to You that You came seek and save the lost.
Amen. As we come through Thanksgiving, let's give Him praise. Let's give Him thankfulness.
Oh, You did not wait for me to draw near to You, but You clothed Yourself in frail humanity. Not wait for me to cry out to You, but You let me hear Your voice calling me, and I'm forever grateful to You. I'm forever grateful for the cross.
that you came. That you came
to seek and save the lost.
Amen. You may be seated. I want to welcome you this morning. Thank you so much for being here. Lisa wasn't able to be here. I think Carter's not feeling good, so remember her in our prayers this morning. I hope you've had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday with family and friends, and we're able to gather in and just absorb the Lord's blessing and return thanks. A couple of announcements I'd like to share with you this morning. Number one is, in your bulletin, there is a picture that looks like this. This is Mark says, no, not this, not today. But there was last Sunday, and there probably will be next Sunday. This is a book called Each One, Disciple One. And this will be a ministry theme for us for 2017. One of the things that we're looking to work on as a church is not only all of us becoming fully devoted followers of Jesus Christ, but also all of us following the Lord's leading in discipling others. Now, for all of us who have accepted Christ, we may think, okay, what are my next steps? And I think this is probably going to help you fill in that blank, what the next step is. After you've received Christ, Jesus calls us to walk in obedience to Him. Amen. And He calls us to be bearers of the good news, to be ambassadors for Him. And so this book is available at the Nazarene Publishing House. Go to nph.org, and you can buy this book sometime between now and the beginning of the year so that you can be up to speed on where we're going as a church. And what you can do is go through this book, and we're going to be spending having time on Wednesday nights to do this, beginning in 2017. We'll have time to go through the book personally, and then once we've gone through it, we'll be able to take someone else through the book so that we are discipling others. This is what Pastor Nathan is doing, not necessarily this book, but the philosophy of taking what Jesus has given him and giving it away. Amen. This is correct theology. This is what Jesus teaches us to do. So, not only to receive Christ as our own personal Savior, but to help others find Him too. That's what this is all about. Amen. Want to thank Dan. I know he's been, and he doesn't want this thanks, but you've got heat today in different areas because Dan's been working on a furnace. And thank you.
Yep.
So we have three different zones now of heat in the community room, which is new for us. You may be sitting in a zone that is either too hot or too cool, and Bill and Dan, who are in charge of the thermostats, may not know that it's cool in that area or too warm in that area. Can you just give them feedback at some point after the service and let them know it was either too warm or too cool where you were at? And cause it's going to take us a little bit to get that figured out in regards to how to manage the zones. So that would be so helpful and great. There is a, could you just hold that up, Dev, that little flyer there? On the table over here, or in your bulletins, were they? They handed them out? Okay. Devin is handing them out right now. They've been handed out. Okay, thank you. This is a choir concert at our Lost Lake Church on Saturday, which is next Saturday, December 3rd, and that's at 5 p.m. And our Lost Lake Church has invited us to come and participate and just kind of get into the Christmas spirit, amen. Lost Nation is out, I don't even know how to get there, how to tell you how to get there. It's on Flag Road. Route 2 to Flag Road, okay. This is kind of important because I'm going to make an announcement here in just a couple minutes in regards to Lost Lake, but a wonderful church that has invited us to be a part of their Christmas celebration beginning next Saturday night, this Saturday night. And the church board secretary asked me to get kind of a count on who would like to go. You don't have to do that right now, but would you text me and let me know that you're planning on coming? The reason being, they are going to be serving a light supper, a light meal after the concert, so they would like to know if there's 30 from Living Well coming or 3. You know what I mean? So if we can do that, if you're ready to say yes, just give me a hand. Okay, there's 1, there's 2, there's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I'm going to tell her 15 at this point. If there's more than that, you let me know. If you didn't raise your hand or your family member didn't raise their hands, let me know. I wanted to make that announcement because Lost Lake is, well, funny thing happened on my way to church a little while back. You know that a month ago, Pastor Bob and Pam Clarity, we were on vacation. Thank you, Ella. Jeanette and I were on vacation, minding our own business, and they came and visited. And, you know, they've just retired after 18 wonderful years of ministry there at Lost Lake. I don't know if you've been out past the church, but here's a church that's in the middle of nowhere. And God loves to surprise people. Amen. He loves to just do His work. And here's a church out in the middle of nowhere that you wouldn't think would even be possible, but there it is. And God has blessed that church in the last 18 years in amazing ways. So what we have here is this church that's had a planting pastor that's been there 18 years, and so they just retired. And he's going into evangelism, and he's a wonderful pastor and wonderful preacher. Well, we thought we'd return the favor and visit out there the next Sunday. Well, they weren't there. But funny thing happened while Jeanette and I were there. I got home and I said, Jeanette, something's going on in my spirit. I said, I just feel like I need to call the district superintendent and let him know that I'm willing. And I said, whatever God does with that's fine. But I said, I feel like I need to let him know that we're willing. And I said, what do I do with that? She says, call him. I said, okay. So I said, I don't know what that's going to look like. Well, we got a call back, and one thing led to another. And Reverend Sherwood said, what would it look like for you to pastor both churches? And I said, I think that would be wonderful. And he said, what would it look like for you to continue planting Living Well churches all the way up through Rochelle and Oregon and DeKalb? And I said, you know, we already have one in DeKalb. Yeah. He says, I love your DNA. He says, what you're doing here is beautiful. He says, I had such a wonderful time with your people. And he says, you're doing ministry in a way that's emerging and getting ready to happen all over the United States within the next few years. He said, because you're making it sustainable. There's a lot of churches who are caught in way in over their heads in mortgages. And because of God's provision here and because of partnership with our wonderful landlords, Dan and Shelley, we've been able to do ministry here for 10 years without a mortgage. Amen. And we are so blessed in so many ways. But here's kind of what it's forming into. I met with our church board 3 weeks ago. Our church board is extremely excited about doing some experimental partnerships with Lost Lake in doing some things together. Amen? And so one of the things that we can begin to do together is participate in some gatherings together. Maybe this on December 3rd would work for you. That'd be great. But also some things with the teens. And you know, they're clear out there. They have a wonderful church, but they're wanting to reach folks in Dixon. Amen? They're wanting to reach folks and put the word out. And they are gifted at giving. They're a wonderful church at that. And so as Jeanette and I have been processing this over the last few weeks, we've been thinking, God is putting together something here that is unusually beautiful and unique. So You've got they're over on the table there, and it's going to be in your bulletin next week. There's a slight tweak to our schedule because I'll be preaching both places on most Sundays. So we're going to expand our small group time a little bit, and then our worship time will move technically from 10:30 to 11. Okay, so our worship service will move to 11 o'clock, December 11th. Now, there's some additional things that I'd just love to share, but they're going to be kind of a little bit of time has to just kind of roll before I continue to share. But I'm super excited about what God is doing. And in the little time that we have spent with their board and have spent with the district superintendent in meetings, I'm really seeing that God is bringing together two groups, not to merge, because we're very different in personalities. God has raised up us with a particular DNA, and He's raised the folks at Lost Lake up with a particular DNA to reach a particular crowd. Amen? And so that's a beautiful thing. Yes, sir. And they still wanted it. They still wanted me to come, yeah. They're very excited. By the way, that reminds me, our tech group back here, you guys probably don't realize what an important role you have played and are getting ready to play in what God is getting ready to do. These guys back here who do their work every Sunday and get the sermons up there posted online, and we're doing church online. We want to welcome you who are participating with us online. I sent a just kind of a list of all the church, of all of the places where we have been in the last month, visited by from our website, and it's really exciting to see all over the United States and right here in Illinois, many, many, many pockets of groups that are participating with us. And I just believe we're on the edge of something beautiful. Amen? I'm excited, and I wanted to share that with you this morning. So December 11th, we begin our new schedule. Bill is going to take our adult small group and run with that. And wouldn't it be awesome if at some point, as Bill is leading small groups here as adults, that we could live stream that and live stream their small group over here so that there could be electives that we could go to? I just think that's a good idea. And then a lot of other things that we can begin to do as we leverage technology for the kingdom. And they're very excited about that. Tina? Yeah. And Jeanette, yeah, 29 years old. Yeah. And Jeanette's thinking, don't you run with this, Pastor Trotter. Don't you run with this. Don't you run with this. Oh, thank you, Tina. All right. Excited. And I think I've said enough. Amen. Let's stand together and worship the Lord, shall we? Steve, would you lead us?
In that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord, call on His name, make known among the nations what He has done, and proclaim that His name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for He has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world.
Come, ye thankful people, come.
Come, ye thankful people, come. Raise the song of harvest home. All is safely gathered in, ere the winter storms begin. God our Maker doth provide for our needs to be supplied. Come to God's own temple, come, praise the song of harvest home. All the world is God's own field, fruit unto His praise to yield. Wheat and tares together sown, unto joy or sorrow grown. First the blade and then the ear, then the full corn shall appear, born apart.
harvest grant that we wholesome, great, and pure may be. For the Lord our God shall come and shall take his harvest home. From his name shall in that day all offenses purge away. Give his angels charge at last in the fire the tares to cast, but the fruitful ears to store in his garner evermore. Even so, Lord, quickly come to thy final harvest home. Gather thou thy people in, free from sorrow, free from sin. Air forever purified, in thy presence to abide. Come with all thine angels, come, praise the glorious harvest home.
Amen. I love these beautiful hymns, don't you? And I would like to incorporate more of them as one of the things, I guess, the things that a pastor wants to make sure that he doesn't do now that, you know, got a little perspective and time in ministry. I don't want to leave you shallow on anything. Amen. And there's so much great theology in these hymns, and I just never want us to lose appreciation for them. Amen.
We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens his will to make known. The wicked oppressing now cease from distressing. Sing praises to his name, he forgets not his own. Beside us to guide us, our God with us joining, ordaining, maintaining his kingdom divine. So from the beginning the fight we were winning, the Lord was at our side, all glory divine.
We all do extol thee, means we lift him up.
We all do extol thee, thou leader triumph, and pray that thou still our defender wilt be. Let thy congregation escape tribulation, thy name be ever praised, O Lord, make us free.
Let's sing that last verse together, just the voices.
Do extol thee, thou leader triumphant, and pray that thou still our defender wilt be. Let thy congregation escape tribulation, thy name be ever praised, O Lord, make us free.
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
You know, Thanksgiving is a time for introspective reflection. And our service is a little different this morning in order to not to contrast with the spirit of Thanksgiving. Amen. It's a time to look deep inside and thank God for the blessings. It's also a time for us to say, Lord, here I am. It's just me.
Just as
sins I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am in waiting now, just as I am. And waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come. Though tossed about with many conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come. Prayerfully. Just as I am, thy love unknown hath broken every barrier down. Now to be thine, be thine alone, O Lamb of God, I come.
In prayer.
My friends, let's go before God. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this ability, this privilege of gathering here today, for the grace, the travel mercies you've given us getting here and that you're going to give us as we go home. Dear Lord, please let us clear our minds, clear our hearts, and be ready to ponder and think about things you want us to think about. Holy Father, if we're the only Bible that anybody sees in their life, we're the only Christ, the image that they see in their lives, please let us to be true to you. The few minutes that we spend in here as we go out into the world, let us make a tremendous difference, a tremendous impact. So please help us as we sing these songs and as we hear your message today from John Trotter, your servant. Please let us not to put up any barriers or filters. The truth, let it just ring free in our hearts, in our minds. Help us to apply it. It's all about you, Lord. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason why we're singing these songs. So Jesus, please pour on us the Holy Spirit of the Father God. Pour it on us without measure, something we can't even comprehend. Have the hairs on our necks rise. Just please quicken us, fill us with your Spirit, Lord. Help us to worship true to you right here, right now, and during this week. So as we continue, Lord, once again, it's all about you. You're the reason our feet are here. So thank you, Holy Father, for this chance to step before the throne, to worship you, to lift ourselves and others up. stand next to our brothers and sisters and call you King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Please bless the offerings that is given today. This money reflects some hard work for a lot of people, for all of us actually, in our own ways. So please help us to freely give, to feel good about it, and as it goes away, please let the people that administer this money to do it once again, following the Spirit, and put it where it needs to be put. Please bless the leaders in our church. Satan is always prowling around like a hungry lion, looking for someone to devour. So help each one of us individually, but please, Lord, I lift up the leaders of the church to you. We have a lot going on with the sister church over there in Lost Lake, so please help us as we continue your good works, Lord. And it's not by works that we get to heaven, Lord. We know that, but it's the right thing to do. So please help us as we continue on with your works. Once again, thank you, and please bless us as we continue in praise and prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
That second verse, more than one time I have been convicted, because that's where I was. I can remember sitting in a church somewhere. Many times I went to the altar and asked the Lord to help me, just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot. To thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come. Hold off on the offering for just a moment, gentlemen. Let's sing that together. Just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark spot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God. Be seated. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for His goodness. I want to give you a little time in case you didn't remember that today is our Thanksgiving offering. And if you would like to participate in that, I want to give you a little time to prepare for that. Everything that is given above your regular tithes and offerings in the Thanksgiving offering this morning will go into reaching into new world areas for the where, as a Church of the Nazarene, we are now in nearly 170 world areas. Our regular tithes and offerings support the 740 full-time missionaries that the Church of the Nazarene has scattered around the world in these different areas. And every dollar that we give every year above that regular support goes into reaching and opening new fields for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Luke 10:7 says, pray ye the Lord of the harvest to send workers into his harvest field. And as we do that and participate in things like the Thanksgiving offering, we're able to actually make a pretty significant contribution to that. Amen. As we participate together today. So I just want to give you a little bit of time. We'll sing a couple verses of this. Our ushers, and then if you want to go ahead, I have mine here, and if you would receive that. You can just put it in the memo, like for tithe, however much, or however you want to give. If you want to put Thanksgiving offering in the memo, that's fine. There, if you want to give cash, you probably would need an envelope for Thanksgiving offering. Pam says yes, and there's some envelopes back here on the table, if you'd like to use one. Just mark that envelope, Thanksgiving offering. So Valdez's Jason and Jaden, don't forget to get mine up here. Thank you. I'm going to put it right here because I'm going to be playing the guitar, I think, while we do this. All right. Ready? Number six. Is that right? One, yeah. Two, three, four, five, six.
Yep.
Just gonna have fun with this. Ready? Here we go. Feel free to sing along if you like. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me. And then the light from heaven filled my soul.
It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name upon. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry. He will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayer will turn and you know a little fire is burning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Sometimes my path seems drear without a ray of cheer, but Jesus the cloud, the light of day. The mists of sin may rise and hide the starry skies, but just a little talk with Jesus clears the way. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry. He will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayer will turn, and you know a little fire is burning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
We're going to sing that second verse again. Back to verse 2 there, Brother Brad. I really messed it up. Here we go.
Sometimes my path seems drear without a ray of cheer, and then a cloud of doubt in light of day. The mists of sin may rise and hide the starry skies, but just a little talk with Jesus clears the way. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayer will turn, and you know a little fire is burning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayer will turn, and you know a little fire is burning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Amen.
Now let us have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayer will turn in, and you know a little fire is burning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Woo! Amen. Praise the Lord. That's fun, isn't it? Be a Christian, to be saved and forgiven, to be loved, to have a mission in life. Amen. Excited to be able to share with you this morning from God's Word. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to Philippians, and let's go.